Okay, so this is a story from my gap year actually. So I'm like 18 at the time. So it's the year between graduating from high school and starting to go to college. And I was in Costa Rica at the time, and I was doing an internship there and was there in total for 3 months. And I was like always just walking to work because it wasn't that far. It was like a 25-minute ish walk, so it really wasn't that far. And in Costa Rica, there's like a lot of street dogs, which is fine because I don't have like any issues with dogs, so I don't care. So one day, just like every other day, I'm just like walking to work, and for some reason, something happens that I didn't expect, which was that a dog bit me, which was very surprising because it wasn't like the dog was like coming from the front. It was just like a dog biting me from the behind, like in my calf or something. So I'm just like standing there being like, what did just happen? Because it was so surprising and it's not like something you would expect. And I was definitely like somewhat shocked just like when the moment it happened. So I'm like trying to figure out, okay, what am I gonna do now? Because it's like kind of just too much for me in that moment because like I'm so surprised and I have no clue what I'm gonna do now. So I make the rational decision to just like walk to work, and I'm sure they'll know what to do basically. So I like walk the rest of the way to work. It's not like that big a bite or anything that it's like would hinder me from like walking somewhere. So I get there and like it's bleeding though. So they're like looking at it and they're like, yeah, we need to go to the hospital. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Cool, let's do that. So it's like me, one of the employees, and then one of the other interns going to the hospital, and like the employee is like calling a cab because I don't think that like one of us had a car at the moment or at that time. So we're calling the cab, and the cab driver is like a 30-ish-year-old woman or something. And so the employee tells her like, yeah, we need to go to the hospital. And she's like, oh, what happened or why? And she's like, yeah, like, yeah, it's like a dog bite. And for some reason, the cab driver thought it was like a really, really emergency type of situations, and for some reason seemed to think that I was about to die, which I definitely wasn't. Like, it was a dog, but I was okay.
What kind of like size was the dog? Was it like a big dog?
It was like a big dog, but it wasn't like really, really bad. Like, it was like there was definitely like a wound, it was bleeding, but it
Yeah, it
wasn't
wasn't like
like
it
an
was,
actual like issue where
gash.
there was, yeah.
Has this changed like your perception on Costa Rica streets or like dogs in general or anything like that?
Not really, honestly. I mean, I still walk there like every single day after that, so it shouldn't have. But yeah, so we're like getting in the cab, and the cab driver thinks that she has to like rush me to the hospital, like ambulance type of situation. So she's just like driving like nuts, honestly. And I'm like sitting in the front looking back to like the backseat to the other two people in the cab with me, just like looking at them, like starting to get worried because she was like speeding like crazy. Like, if you're like driving like 10 kilometers per hour or more, so like you're fine, but that was definitely way more. Like, I think she just thought that that's like her moment to shine and to save someone's life, which wasn't necessary. But so we're like getting on the highway, and you know, we're like getting close to the hospital, and there's like this sign on like the exit ramp, blah blah hospital. And she's just like driving past. I'm like looking at the sign, like, why did she not like exit there? But I mean, I don't really know where the hospital is, so I'm like, okay, well, there's probably like another way or something that's shorter. So what she ended up doing, and I swear to God that this was like one of the craziest things I've ever seen, was that there was like another ramp that like led onto the highway a little bit later that was like closer to the hospital. So you could like spend more time driving on the highway, which was faster than like the narrow road besides the highway. So she like went onto the lane that went on the highway, braked really, really hard, like came to a stop. I'm like looking back, huh? And she like puts the car in reverse and like
Oh, God.
backs down towards the ramp that like leads on the highway. And I'm just like looking back, like, whatever happens to the dog, when I'm about to die in this car because there's gonna be an accident. And not so like definitely like the bigger threat was her driving than necessarily like the wound I had. So I got to the hospital finally, thankfully alive still, not crashed. And yeah, then I had to get like obviously treatment for that, and there was certainly communication issues because my Spanish was like all right but not good enough to like understand the medical terminology. So I had to like convince the doctor in some way, like in my like me talking English, him like somewhat understanding English, or me talking Spanish but not being able to do it that well, that I wanted to obviously get like a vaccination for rabies because I know what that dog like is. And he was like, no, there's really only like a couple of cases of rabies like in Costa Rica last year. And I'm like, I don't care how many cases of rabies you have per year. Like, I'm getting that vaccination. So I ended up getting the vaccination, but I had to go back like numerous times because it's like multiple vaccinations every time that you have to get, which was kind of a drag, but overall it was definitely like an experience, I guess. So yeah, it was something that certainly like in the moment was kind of like difficult because you're just like, as an 18-year-old, like you're somewhere like in a foreign country, it's a lot, but you like adjust to it and it's fine because you kind of figure stuff out, and looking back at it, it's definitely like a funny story to tell. So
That's funny. How like did the bite hurt, like, or was it just kind of like a little like prick, you know?
It hurt, but I was also like so shocked that I feel like it didn't matter that much just because so surprised. It was definitely like, it was like a legit bite, but it wasn't like a gashing wound, so it was okay.
Interesting. Nice.